There's Lyle Lovett for you, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. She makes me feel good. Don't be surprised if you see him back at the opera again this year. Let's see. We had in that long set of music, Katie Lang doing Constant Craving, I Love from Delhi to Dublin, Us Three with Cantaloupe, Wallflowers Music, and Joe Cocker with a song I think every stripper takes her clothes off to at one point in her life. You Can Leave Your Hat On. And it started all with Kim Basinger in the movie 9 1/2 Weeks. And, well, we won't say, speaking of taking your clothes off, here I'm making Cheryl Alters. Jameson giggles. She's our culinary expert, and she is from New Mexico Magazine. Cheryl, you ever participate in one of those like naked sushi dinners where you're eating sushi off a naked body?
I'm not going to answer that on the air.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we can talk about that afterwards.
Because you've done world travels. I know you and your husband went to China, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe.
We've been to Tokyo and eating sushi at the Tokyo fish market, you know, like at off 6 a.m. You know, you buy the tuna and all of that for, you know, the restaurants are looking for all that really great stuff.
I got to know. Was it off a naked body?
I'm not going to talk about, yes, what I was wearing.
Okay, I won't put you on the spot anymore. But what's happening in the Santa Fe restaurant scene? Cheryl Alters. Jameson?
Oh, let's see. Some interesting things are going on. Of course, it's Santa Fe. It's restaurants. This coming, let's see, it's going to be the 15th, and there's going to be a dinner at 315, the Bistro downtown here in Santa Fe on Old Santa Fe Trail at, curiously enough, the address is 315, mm-hmm. and the dinner is on 315 as well to celebrate the restaurant's 18th birthday. And the price is going to be $31.50, and that's for three courses. And I think that's a wonderful bargain, or at least a really good value, put it that way. And Louis Moscow, who's the chef owner there, I think has always succeeded over these 18 years by providing a lot of value for his customers. He's been doing some great specials this winter on dollar oysters and crab claws and things, and this dinner is going to celebrate French seafood and such, too. There's like a lobster bouillabaisse the main course, I hear, and it's going to start with an asparagus and braised endive, and it's going to be drizzled with some orange hollandaise, and to conclude, there are going to be banana crepes with sea salt and caramel. Doesn't that sound like something worth checking out for?
That definitely does. I'll bet you can get the complete lineup of food on the website and make reservations there, too.
That's right. That's awesome. 315santafe.com for them, mm-hmm. and a few days later, in case you're, you know, maybe they fill up before you can get there, or the date's just not good for you, they're having a really nice special Bordeaux wine dinner. And they've always had a lot of really nice wines and wine dinners over there. That one will be a little pricier than the birthday dinner because of the quality of the wines. But that'll be on their website, I'm sure, too.
And are you going to the dinner?
Going to actually be in Arizona myself, so I don't get to go to either one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of French places, Charles Dale, who for several years was the terrific chef out at Terra, the restaurant at Encantado, mm-hmm. has taken up, or actually done a remodel on the building downtown that was last Agua Santa on Alameda, or at least it faces Alameda, although the entrance to it's on the Water Street side. And that's become Bouche Bistro that opened a couple of weeks ago. And I haven't made it yet, but I have two reservations coming up.
Well, let me know. So, I'll be happy to join you. That's my neighborhood. I want to try that
place. That's right. That's not far from your place. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be some French classics, too. And it's just open at dinner. And I'm really looking forward to that because without Charles on the restaurant scene, it's just not quite as good as it could be. He is really a star, I think, in our Santa Fe restaurant firmament.
Now, it's a new place. Is it hard to get in for a reservation?
Well, I imagine, you know, that it's, you know, you want to make a reservation as far ahead as you know you're going to go. But yes, it's been very popular, I hear, so far. And they've been packing the house most nights. And I look forward to being among the ones to get in there sometime soon myself.
Well, you have a great time in Arizona. You're going to be catching some spring baseball there at all?
Yes, actually, we've got tickets for a couple of Dodger games. My husband and I are big Dodger fans.
I am so jealous. I bleed Dodger blue, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went a couple years ago to Saddleback Stadium, I think it's called.
Let's see, what is the name
something
of
like
it?
That. Camelback?
Oh,
like
I forget
that.
What they call it. I'll tell you when I come back.
But we're you'll, see one of the you'll games try the Dodger dogs and give us a restaurant
always.
Review
oh,
of
yes,
the ballpark.
Yes, I love Dodger dogs. Okay. I'm a big Dodger dog fan.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah, and we'll see one of the games in their stadium and one at the Diamondbacks Talking Stick Stadium, which is supposed to be a really beautiful place, too. So,
okay, well, enjoy
yeah,
the trip.
We'll talk baseball as well as the April issue of New Mexico Magazine, I guess, when I come back.
That sounds awesome. Thank you, Cheryl Alters-Jameson, culinary editor of New Mexico Magazine on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Thanks, Ira.